This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. The Bernalillo County District Attorney is not going to press charges against four teenagers who were detained May 28th after a Black Lives Matter protest in Albuquerque's International District. SWAT officers took them into custody that night, saying they'd fired a gun near the demonstration, an allegation the teens deny. Police did not charge them with anything, and the DA's office won't pursue it, saying APD doesn't have evidence to support a criminal case. KUNM's Hannah Colton has more.
Prosecutors were in communication with detectives for 2 weeks, and on Friday said they agree there's, quote, no provable crime and no viable criminal case. Albuquerque Police Department spokesperson Gilbert Gallegos says undercover officers witnessed shots fired from the car the teens were in and from one other vehicle.
And I think that's when the helicopter started following them, and then we had other vehicles start following them, too.
When people who left the protest saw the teenagers being detained by SWAT officers, some intervened. Gallego says someone smashed the window of a police canine vehicle. Police used tear gas and riot police to disperse the crowd. The teens were taken into custody in an armored vehicle. After uniformed officers cleared the scene, APD left the car behind, along with the keys. Black Lives Matter organizer Clifton White drove it away, planning to return it to its owner, his wife told KUNM. Officers pulled him over and took the car, but Gallegos says that intervention hindered APD's investigation. Gallegos says APD is investigating a level one use of force by officers against one of the teenagers. That's defined as force that is likely to cause only transitory pain, disorientation, and/or discomfort as a means of gaining compliance. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.
I also contributed to this story. Find more of our reporting on this online at KUNM.org. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.